With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Police arresting dozens of people in Los Angeles in the past 24 hours. Officials saying Wednesday police used crowd control projectiles to break up hundreds of rioters. Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked if the Trump team would invoke the Insurrection Act, which would authorize the president to deploy military forces to suppress rebellion or domestic violence.
Right now in California, we're at a good point. We're not scared to go further. We're not frightened to do something else if we need to.
Bondi says the National Guard and the Marines are needed to control the protesters and rioters in L.A.
It is total chaos out there. We're all watching it on the news. And, you know, they're throwing bricks. We had a law enforcement officer injured. They're throwing bricks at cars. And this is very orchestrated.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will propose a drastic reduction in funding for border security in the Senate version of the Big Beautiful Bill. More on the story from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The House version of the bill calls for some $150 billion for border security, but Paul, who chairs the Senate Homeland Security Committee, says only about half that will be needed. He says that's especially true since border crossings have already plummeted after President Trump was reelected. Just one reason Paul believes his committee can trim tens of billions of dollars from the House bill. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government faces a major test after the opposition submitted a bill Wednesday to dissolve parliament. His ultra-Orthodox coalition partners threatened to support the measure and force early elections. Ultra-Orthodox parties furious that the government has failed to pass a law exempting their community from mandatory military service. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of pastors apparently have doubts about the book of Genesis.
According to the Association of Religion Data Archives, only 25% of mainline Protestant and Catholic clergymen in this country actually believe that Adam and Eve existed. On the other hand, 80% of evangelical Protestant and 89% of black Protestant pastors do think the Bible is telling the truth when it describes God's creation of the first man and the first woman. Mainline Protestants and Catholic clergy are also more likely to doubt the existence of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for the workers. Decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule that imposed in 2024 under then-President Joe Biden. This is SRN News. Well, South Korea's military has shut down loudspeakers broadcasting anti-North Korean propaganda along the inter-Korean border. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desma.
The South had resumed the propaganda messages and K-pop songs in June last year, following a years-long pause in retaliation for North Korea flying trash-laden balloons towards the South in a psychological warfare campaign. Seoul says the move is part of efforts to restore trust in inter-Korean relations and promote peace on the Korean Peninsula, reflecting the new liberal government's first concrete step toward easing tensions between the war-divided rivals. I'm Charles De La Desma.
In South Africa, the death count, 49 people who have died now in heavy flooding. An extreme cold front brought heavy rain, even some snow, to parts of the country. More details at srnnews.com.